Today we're going to extract wisdom nuggets from Kung Fu Panda. Yesterday I had an interesting experience. I went alone by myself to the movies, and I can tell you it's the best thing in the world. Always we are looking for a partner, we are looking for a girlfriend to go to the movies. You can go alone, it's cheaper. I only spent 23 soles first. Second, you can select the schedule that you prefer. When you go with other person, it's like, oh, we need to match our agendas or our schedules. No, here you go by yourself. You decide at what time. I went 4:40 p.m. The room was empty, only five cats in the room. Was beautiful. And I watched the movie like you like doblada, la vi doblada. So I had to translate to learn the names of some words in English. For example, the bad character in the movie is, in Spanish they call La Camaleona, and in English is Chameleon, interesting enough. So we're going to extract the wisdom now, but before, friendly reminder, join inglesparacholos.com, inglesparacholos.com if you want to take your life to the next level, and time to get started. Remember that Poe, he has two fathers. And the two, it's weird, right? Like, he has two fathers, Poe, the panda. One is the stepfather, the one that rescued him, and the other one is the biological father. The stepfather is like a duck, un pato, I think is. I don't know, something like that. And that character, he mentioned something interesting. And he said that we need to have change in life. If we don't change in our life, life loses its flavor. La vida pierde sabor. So that is an interesting take that is scary because we know that things evolve. Everything evolves, even business. I can tell you, business every 5 years or every 3 years, trends are changing. And that's why we need speed, velocidad. I can see people that they are taking all the time, procrastinating, kicking activities for the next Monday, for the next month, while other people are running. So we need to embrace change and also understand that there are phases in life. I remember a long time ago, I was the guy of the Las Venecas, right? Or the guy of Las Nalgonas. Still sometimes I show Nalgonas on my social media, but we need to mature. It's funny that I have to say that, but it's reality. If we don't mature, there is a moment that looks weird. You don't want to see a guy that is 50 years old and is still slapping ass or doing those things. So we need to evolve. And something that I learned is that it's important to learn when to retire in life. I stopped doing a strongman like in the year 2020, I think, and it was a good time. If I kept doing that, maybe I will have an injury now. Now I'm taking a break of steroids. So it's good to know when is the right time to do the activities and when is the right time to retire. And also artists know that thing. Remember Daddy Yankee, he decided to retire in the good moment. So remember when to retire and when to start a new activity. The next one is there's no success without successor. No hay éxito sin sucesor. How it goes is that we need to clone ourselves. Let's remember this, that the idea of life is that we always have to do higher level tasks and higher level activities. So the best way to do that is by cloning ourselves and create new versions that do our current activities. There are many people who understand this perfectly. One clear example is Robert Kiyosaki. I know that many people believe that he's a scammer. I also believe that. But he knows some things. And if you go to his YouTube channel, now he has a lot of hosts that do videos for him. So sometimes he appears on the videos and sometimes he has other people doing videos for him. That's something that I want to also achieve for my YouTube channel, Jose Balta. I want to have more anchors, more hosts, más habladores, more speakers there. So maybe I can do one video per week and then I have 3 or 4 extra people doing more videos. That is my plan for the future. Also, music is the same. For example, you had Michael Jackson. After Michael Jackson, you had a lot of successors. You had Justin Timberlake. You had Bruno Mars. You had even Destiny Child was inspired a lot in Michael Jackson. So it's good to know that more people are following your legacy. And if we talk about technology, remember that Mark Zuckerberg was mentored by this guy, Steve Jobs. So in all the areas, always there is a mentor and a mentee. And if you are trying to grow faster in life, you need to find a good mentor. something that will call your attention is that a lot of business owners, they want to transfer their knowledge to their kids, but many times their kids don't want to know shit about the business. So trying to learn and trying to find the people who are looking for a mentee or a successor is a good way to have success faster. The other one is about the chameleon, la camaleona. It was interesting. I don't want to spoil the movie, but I'm going to tell you just this thing. Is that she wanted to be like a kung fu expert, but she was small. Nobody took her seriously. So she decided to go for sorcery. What is sorcery? Hechicería. And at the end, what she was looking was power. And she was not able to acquire power with kung fu, but with sorcery, con hechicería. And what can we learn from this? First, that even bad people or evil people can teach us things. So we can learn. That's why I don't like the cancel culture, because the cancel culture means that we are not going to check the people that we don't like. And sometimes people that we hate, they have wisdom that we can extract. But the camaleona, what called my attention is that she had clear the path at the destiny. So destiny is where do you want to reach, and the path is el camino. What path do you want to take? Kung fu was not the best way to go for her, was sorcery. And the same is something that we need to apply to our life. What is our destiny, our goal? Where do we want to be, I don't know, here in 5 years? Okay, I want to be making this amount of money. I want to be leaving this place. Okay, what is the path of less resistance that we can apply? And many people say, no, I like difficult things. You don't need to look for difficult things, because if you try to look for easy things, are going to be difficult. And if you try to do difficult things, are going to be impossible. That's, I learned that in life, you know. So always try to look for the path of less resistance. And you'll find that it's not even trying to do the easiest way as possible is not easy. So let's try to be smart and try to go for the way that go according to our strength. And the other one is, and we are going to wrap this Kung Fu Panda wisdom with this last nugget, is about popularity. For example, the panda, Po, he thought everybody knew him. He thought he was popular worldwide. But when he go to this new city or to this new country, he realized that nobody have a clue. Who is, he's like, the Dragon Warrior, el Guerrero Dragón. Who the fuck is the Dragon Warrior? Nobody knew. And that's reality. Even people, and this is the mistake that many influencers do. Many influencers, they want to be just in a small group where they are popular. And they never want to go to different places because nobody know them. And it's kind of scary. But that is something that we need to avoid. Always try to go to different social circles. Always try to be the new kid in the block. For many reasons. First, it's easier to have ladies if you are the new kid in the block. And second, because you can do a lot of contacts. This week, I have been going to the gym in different hours. And I can tell you, every day I'm making at least 3 or 4 more contacts. Just to give you an idea, today I met a guy that is a pro doing design in 3D. I met a guy from Germany. His name is Theo. I also met 2 women at the gym. And why? Because I'm going in different schedules. So changing your hours and your routine is basic to make new contacts. Now, I want to talk about the new lady. As I mentioned in Spanish, la miembra. La miembra who entered to Inglés para Cholos. And I'm not happy. I'm excited. I'm almost horny. You know why? And this is something that is going to give you some value. It's because many times, I don't know, maybe more than 15 or 20 times, I had women texting to my WhatsApp and they told me that they wanted to be part of Inglés para Cholos. But what was the question was, is there a woman there? Because I don't want to be the only woman. They always told me that. And you know, I have to be clear. It's like, no, you will be the first woman. Okay, let me know when you have a woman. So that was something that always was breaking my balls. And finally, we have a miembra. We have a woman. What can we learn here? Is that many times some new type of customers are going to bring more customers like them. And many people, they don't want to join a business or a community if there's not someone of their same gender or of their same culture or whatever. I can tell you, The first customer that I had, I believe, was from, apart from Peru, was from Puerto Rico, from Chile, allowed me to start having different customers from other countries. Yesterday, I had another customer now from Ecuador. So you need to break those boundaries. If your customers are all from Peru, try to get a customer for other country, and that will bring more customers like that. And the last thing that I want to share here is that we need to recover our body language skill. Today, I was checking these guys from Germany, and they were smiling all the time. And this is curious because we assume that the Latinos are happy people, right? That in all around the world, if you ask any person, how do you think a Latino behave? Oh, the Latino are happy people. Go to any city here in Peru, people look like shit. They have ass faces. So we need to recover our smile, because when you smile, the conversation goes easier. Everything goes smoother. I can tell you, if you smile when you talk to a woman or to any person, the conversation starts to flow. So try to, like the Joker, try with your fingers to stretch your mouth and try to remember how to smile. It's like, I believe body language is something that we mirror. So whenever we look like shit, we start looking like shit. So let's be careful. In the same way that you want to speak in a nice way, you want to try. It's not possible to do it 100%, but at least try to reduce our cholo accent. We have to reduce our ass face that we have here in Peru. Try to be cool, and that is going to open a lot of doors. One extra nugget before wrapping. Today, my mother, she took the car, and the other car, the bag, el escarabajo, is in the mechanic. So I didn't have like a car to go to the gym. And I was like, okay, let me try to go in bus. I haven't taken a bus like in years, maybe 5 years without taking a bus. And I got in a bus, and I realized, hey, it was full. You see more people. And then when I left the gym, I was crossing Aviación, and there was a promoter, una anfitriona, giving condoms, giving same-sex condoms. She gave me 4 boxes. Each box is 3 condoms, so 12 condoms, same-sex. What is the price of each box? It's like 6 soles. So imagine, she gave me like 24 soles for free just because I went in bus instead of my car. And many times we isolate ourselves. We do many things. I'm expanding too much now, but I really want to mention this. We buy ourselves. We design our life in a way that doesn't allow us to meet new people. So we start always doing the same activity at the same time. If you have a car, you start like putting in your box, in your metal box that is your car. Always just going from point A to point B, from point B to point A. We need to be aggressive in meeting new people. It's the only way. I mentioned this in the morning. Social media is not social anymore. So we need to find new ways to make contacts, to have new friends, new girlfriends. You understand the point. Your social circle is your strength. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to practice English, by the way, you need to do it fast. The foreign people are coming. Go to inglesparacholos.com. And if you want to contact me for the audiobooks or supplements or whatever service I offer, you can go to +51 9890 23986. Remember, I reply all the messages on WhatsApp. I don't have secretary.